Okay, now I'm going to play a tune called Bainahay Sunrise for the Bainahay Mountains, Scotland. Here's another tune. It's named for the Rannoch Mountains in Scotland. It's simply called Rannoch. That last tune was called Mr. and Mrs. McLean from Snagow. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much, Keith. It's wonderful. We have live music down here of that caliber played by our good friend Keith Dunn on the fiddle, Scottish music, and he sounds better than ever. Any chance you're going to get an album out at any point, Keith?
Someday, Someday, I look forward to doing that someday.
You should.
I do have plans. Nothing anytime real soon.
Not next week. Maybe
no,
the week after.
Next week.
We look forward to that. Well, thanks again for coming down and treating our listeners to that fine playing. Phone lines are open again down here. 404-523-8989. Please give us a call and pledge your support to WRFG. We are going to take a listen now to a song from a new album by Tommy Sands. The album's called Arising from the Troubles, and this is a song all about Mr. John Hume, the only person to get the Nobel Peace Prize and the Gandhi Prize and the MLK Peace Prize. This is a song called A Quiet Man.
I was 17 and I was running wild. I was troubled, I was terrified. And I saw them lying dying at my feet on that Sunday, bloody Sunday street. And he was calling out for peace again. I said, we've walked and we have talked and things don't ever change. Don't you know they know no language but the one that's a language from the barrel of a gun. I've heard songs sung of highwaymen and holy men, of heroes right and wrong who never lost a fight. But I sing my song for a man who never asked for one. Quiet man who saved my life. And he kept saying, there's another way. Let's spill our sweat and other blood to make things change. Flying flags will never feed a hungry child. They will only raise the borders in our mind. And I was hearing but not listening when he said, don't die for Ireland, please live for it instead. For all I knew we had to do what must be done. One more push and this bloody war is won. I've heard songs sung, highwaymen and holy men, of heroes right and wrong who never lost a fight. But I sing my song for a man who never asked for one. A quiet man who saved my life. Time it came for joining in that fight. I had prepared myself for dying on that night. Then someone shouted from the kitchen to the room, look what's happening on the television news. He was weeping uncontrollably and wild, like a giant standing crying like a child. And suddenly I recognized those tears, for they were mine and had been lost for all these years. And there were tears that fell the rivers on the sea, tears that cried for justice and for peace, crying no one needs to lose nor to give in. They were saying, there's a way we all can win. Don't talk to terrorists, I heard some people cry. He said, I'll talk if it will save one single life. It's just an accident of birth where we are born. On the near side or the far side of that wall, and I can see him now like it's just yesterday. And it brings me down the long and lonely days. He may not remember me, I know that's true, but I remember you, John Hume.
Adios. she couldn't dance unless she had her wellies on. But when she had them on, she could dance as well as anyone. She wouldn't go to bed unless she had her shimmy on. But when she had it on, God, she'd go to bed with anyone. And it's me ringle dum, it's me ringle lingle lario, it's me ringle lingle dum, chimmy walk fall ladio. She had a wooden leg, it was hollow up the middle. She used to put a string in it and play it like a fiddle. She played it day and night, she played it night and day, oh. And when the neighbors told her stop, she played a fiddle anyway. And it's me ringle lingle dum, it's me ringle lingle lario, it's me ringle lingle dum, to me walk fall ladio.
Just heard two in a row there from the Buddy O'Reilly Band, local band, one of whose members, John Machinot, used to be the host of the Celtic Show back before I took over in about 1995, somewhere around there. We started off with Tommy Sands with a little help from his daughter Moya from the album Arising from the Troubles, and it's an independent release. Everything we're playing today is independent in honour of the season. A Quiet Man, the Ballad of John Hume, was the track we heard. Followed that up with Dick Hensold. He is from Chicago. He lives in Minnesota. He plays a repertoire of Cape Breton fiddle tunes on the Northumbrian small pipes. He played a concert here at Emory in April, and it was phenomenal. If you missed him, do not miss him the next time. The Mysteries of Knock was the name of that collection of tunes, and from an album called Big Music for Northumbrian small pipes. Dick Hensold, H-E-N-S-O-L-D, is the gentleman's name. And we finished off there with two from the Buddy O'Reilly Band. I think it's from their first album, Under the Table. We heard The Town of Ballybay and a bunch of tunes for Nancy. Under the Table is the name of that independent release. We are celebrating Canada Day and the 4th of July here with a show exclusively of independent music, independent Celtic music, because we are an independent radio station down here and we depend on the support of you, the listener. A couple of times a year we ask you to pledge your support to WRFG. The phone number down here is 404-523-8989. Carl and Keith and Dave are all here waiting to take your calls. Keith, why would anybody want to pledge to the radio when you can hear it free?
The Celtic Show is the only show broadcast here in the Atlanta area that plays Celtic music, a blend of Scottish, Irish, Welsh, from all the Celtic nations. You can go out and buy the CDs, but it's going to cost you quite a bit of money. But you can listen to this show, and you can hear a blend of all of those cultures here at no cost. But we do need your pledge. We do need money to keep the station running. We will continue to air the best of the best Celtic music. John has the best lineup that I've heard, and I listen to his show every week. Stuck on the show. Best show on the radio, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, thank you, Keith. If you like Celtic music, independently, collect it and curate it and present it and compile Celtic music here. Sometimes the music's picked just hours before we go on the air. It's generally picked a day or so before. So something arrives in the post on Thursday, we can bring it to you on Sunday. We also have a website, a new website for The Celtic Show, and we urge you to check that out. The address is The Celtic Show. That's pretty easy. TheCelticShow.org. TheCelticShow.org. You will find lots of information, playlists going back many, many years of things you've heard. You can listen to last Sunday's show there and many previous ones, including highlights such as Robert Burns specials that we've done in recent years and readings from Kathleen Mainland, our Scottish storyteller. She'll be here next Sunday, but you don't even have to wait because you can find some of her on the web right now to listen to. And that's the kind of service we like to provide to our listeners and to help us stay on the air, because we are a non-commercial community radio station. We need the support of you, the listeners. So please give us a call down here. The number is 404-523-8989. Here's a fine fiddle player that Keith turned me on to. She's Australian. Her name is Catherine Fraser. And she just did a tour, I believe, with Alistair Fraser from Scotland, although they are not related. Catherine Fraser, this is Miss Campbell. The number down here, 404-523-8989.
Post, I've met with a living ghost. Like a shadow, she comes to me to make a plain and simple plea. In remembrance of that fateful day, this honest county's plague. Oh, you know me, Maggie Thompson, sir, of the terrible crime you must have heard. The murder's out on the Roman line. Tell me what's to be done in time. Year after year she's been coming here, telling the story for all fear. What's been dead these 50 years should lie with their blackened bones. Sir, they would have been my next of kin had my father not such hate in him. He swore he'd rather see me dead than to a Don Lee. Will the sweetest words he'd write to me, in his pen a blissful malady, in his lines a curve of certainty, together we would be. Our letters though did us betray, and my father had me sent away, captive of my family, against my will to marry. Year after year she's been coming here, telling the story, poor old dear. What's been dead these 50 years should lie with their blackened. Surely you have not forgot, in the dead of night on hard-won land, murdered by neighbors' hands. My will escaped their hateful guns by a twist of fate. His brother John had stayed with him that bloody night, took the bullet's life. But his father, mother, and young Tom, and even female Bridget gone, their bodies broken and cabin burned. We know who did this. Long since given up on me, left to my life a sorry lot. Our love he soon forgot. Oh, you see me, Maggie Thompson, sir, of the terrible crime you must have heard. My heart lost out on the Roman line. Tell me what's to be done in time. Year after year she's been coming here, telling the story for old dear. What's been dead these 50 years should lie with her blackened bones. And I'll tell to you the strangest tale. Every year since I have manned this post, I've met with a living
thank you.
lovely fiddle music there from a local performer. That's from Catherine Irwin Thomas, and her album's called Letting Go. And we heard the Killarney Boys of Pleasure. We started with Catherine Fraser, and she is an Australian fiddle player who has an independently released album out in this country of fiddle tunes with some help from Duncan Smith. And also some of the big names guesting, Natalie Haas and Tony McManus too. But we heard a track from her there called Miss Campbell, and from an album called Rhymes and Reasons. And we discovered the Catherine Fraser album and the Maria Dunn that we followed it up with from our friend Keith Dunn here. No relation. Catherine Fraser is not related to Alistair Fraser, and Maria Dunn is not related to Keith Dunn. Maria Dunn is a Canadian singer. She's based in Edmonton. This is from her 2002 album called For a Song. We heard the opening track, which she wrote herself. She writes these wonderful historical songs. Maggie Thompson is the name of that. Time here is 20 minutes to go. We are celebrating the 4th of July and the 1st of July, Canada Day, with some independent music from Canada and the US and some performers from Ireland and Scotland who live in North America. And we are an independent radio station down here, and that's the way we like to keep it. The music you hear is picked by me few hours or a few days before we go live here every Sunday. We are not beholden to any corporations or big names in the music business or labels. And in fact, today we're not playing you anything from the big labels. The big labels put out some terrific music, but today we're going all indie for you. And we would like you to help us to keep independent down here by giving us a call at 404-523-8989. We have some gentlemen standing by on the phones here, and we'd like to get some more pledges in. We got 19 minutes left in our summer pledge drive. The number again is 404-523-8989. Now, there are two concerts coming up. We just played you some fiddle music. You've had lots of fiddle music today, in fact, from Scotland. The Ayrshire Fiddle Orchestra, we just learned, is coming to Atlanta on tour this coming Friday. They are playing at the Alpharetta High School. It's an early show at 7 o'clock. There is information on their website. The website for the Fiddle Orchestra. They're the Ayrshire Fiddle Orchestra. They're a youth orchestra, a large youth orchestra based in Ayr, Scotland. They're on their summer holidays, and they are bringing their wonderful Scottish fiddle music to the metro area. Again, it's a concert in Alpharetta High School this coming Friday, the 8th of July at 7 p.m. The website you might be interested in investigating is fiddleorchestra.com. Fiddleorchestra.com. On Thursday, there is another concert, and that is at the Studioplex at Auburn Avenue. It is a house concert, which means you need to phone up and make a reservation if you're interested. It is some terrific Irish music. Fiddle, accordion and flute. Fiddle from Pat O'Connor, accordion and flute from Owen O'Sullivan, Sliabh Lucro player of great renown. An evening of authentic Irish traditional music, all happening this Thursday, the 7th of July at the Studioplex, Auburn Avenue. The concert is at 8. There's a potluck dinner at 7. And if you're a musician, you might be interested in workshops, which are at 6 o'clock. There's a fiddle workshop with Pat O'Connor and an Irish repertoire workshop with Owen O'Sullivan. Reservations are available from the following phone number, 404-926-6438. That's 404-926-6438. Also, if you follow our tweets, you know all about it. Or if you go to the website for WRFG, you'll get information about it there too. We try to get you up to speed on information as it comes in, so you don't have to wait till the next Sunday to find out. The Twitter address is WRFG Celtic Show. And again, if you're not a twit, don't worry about it. You don't have to be a member. You just have to go to twitter.com and put in WRFG Celtic Show, and all will be revealed. No requirement to sign up or join up. You can also go to our webpage. It's a new one for the Celtic Show. It's thecelticshow.org. We're going to move on now with some more music, and we're going to play you a track from the gentleman who's coming to town next week with his accordion, Mr. Owen O'Sullivan. This is a bunch of tunes called O'Sullivan's. And the number down here again, 404-523-8989. Please call us. Thank you.
Well, Atlanta, we are finally here. The Wednesday wind down we all have been waiting for. The Early Morning Moves and Grooves Wednesday wind down takeover. I am looking forward to finally meeting all of the WRFG house music friends and family. I will be co-hosting this affair. So join me Wednesday, July 6th at Centennial Park, downtown Atlanta, from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. Of course, my DJs, Fourth World, Michael Allen, and Omega Black will be there. I am asking all WRFG house music lovers to be in the house with Rakaya for the late night, early morning, moves and grooves, Wednesday, wind down, takeover.
One morning in May, the fields were gay, serene and pleasant was the weather. I spied a lass and a very bonny lass, she was scooping dew in among the heather down the moor. In among the heather o'er the moor and through the heather. I spied a lass and a very bonny lass, she was scooping dew in among the heather down the moor. Barefooted was she was comely dressed, and on her head neither cap nor feather. But the plaid hung neatly around her waist as she tripped through the bloom and heather down the moor. In among the heather o'er the moor and through the heather. But the plaid hung neatly around her waist as she tripped through the bloom and heather down the moor. I stepped up to this fair maid, tell me your name, what brings you hither? And she answered me down by the bonny burn side, and I'm herding all my yows together down the moor. In among the heather o'er the moor and through the heather. And she answered me down by the bonny burn side, and I'm herding all my yows together down the moor. I courted her that lee long day, and my heart was as light as any feather. Until the beams of the red setting sun came shining down in among the heather down the moor. In among the heather o'er the moor and through the heather. Until the beams of the red setting sun came shining down in among the heather down the moor. She said, young man, I must away, for my yows are straying from each other. But I'm as loath for to part with you as the bonny wee lambs are to part their mother down the moor. In among the heather, o'er the moor, and through the heather. But I'm as loath for to part with you as the bonny wee lambs are to part their mother down the moor. So up she got and away she ran, and her name and her place I cannot gather. But if I was a king, I would make her a queen, the bonny lass I met in among the heather down the moor. In among the heather o'er the moor and through the heather. But if I was a king, I would make her a queen, the bonny lass I met in among the heather down the moor. Thank you.
Lovely stuff there. That was Pat O'Connor and Owen O'Sullivan, and they are coming to town. They're doing a concert, a house concert at the Studioplex on Auburn Avenue. It's coming up this Thursday. Pat O'Connor on the fiddle and Owen O'Sullivan on accordion. He also plays flute, and it's all happening at 8 o'clock this coming Thursday. This is the phone number for reservations and information. 404-926-6438. You can also check out the webpage of The Celtic Show at theceltic.org, and information will be posted there too. The Ayrshire Fiddle Orchestra are also playing this coming Friday. It's all happening at Alpharetta High School. It's an early show at 7 o'clock. Information is available from the following website, fiddleorchestra.com. Couldn't be easier than that. It's almost time to leave you here. We started and finished there with Owen O'Sullivan and friends. We started with two polkas from Owen from an album called The Smoky Chimney that came out back in the 90s. And we heard O'Sullivan's and Callaghan's. And in between, we heard from our very own Kathleen Donoghue from Cavan from an album called Irish Songs You'll Love. We heard her singing Among the Heather. It's almost time to leave you here. We'd like to thank a couple of people who have pledged their support to WRFG today. There's still time, still 4 or 5 minutes left. We'd like to thank Keith, who came down and fiddled, answered the phones, and pledged. A 3-in-1 kind of guy, we like that. Thanks, too, to Carl for coming down and helping out with the phones. We really appreciate that. Dave's here, and Dave sometimes helps us out on The Celtic Show. Why do you support WRFG, Dave?
I have been down here participating as a volunteer since the late 80s, a long time. Volunteers, as you may have mentioned earlier, are not paid. We only have a couple of paid staff members, and they are paid a paltry amount. But the rest of us do it because we believe in WRFG and what it brings to the community, and we get back a lot from what we do here, interacting with the musicians, playing the music, getting calls, and we support WRFG, and we hope that you will continue to do so as well. You'll be hearing from me for the next 3 hours. I'm filling in for Harlan on Fox's Minstrel Show, just another Friday night on Sunday. But please do give us a call, 404-523-8989. Get in another pledge before John leaves, and keep calling as Fox's Minstrel Show begins in just a few moments.
Thank you, Dave. We still have lots of CDs to give away down here for folks who call and pledge in the next few minutes. 404-523-8989. We look forward to being back with you next week. Next week, Kathleen Mainland will be here with a Scottish reading. We'll also have the brand new album from the brand new Battlefield Band. Lineup change there. Tune in next week. Catch us on the web. Podcasts available. We're on Twitter. It's all happening at WRFG Celtic Show on Twitter or theceltic.org. On the web. The number down here is 404-523-8989. Take care, be good. This is Pat O'Connor and Owen O'Sullivan.